Hey, everybody, this is Chuck Arfine, and you're listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, coming to you, as always, by our friends at Wintrust. Okay, the Indians have traded away their best player, one of the best players in all of baseball, in Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco to the Mets in that six-player blockbuster trade that makes the White Sox and the Twins easily the top two contenders in the American League Central. So on the podcast, we're going to see how the White Sox and the Twins stack up against each other, plus why the White Sox should take advantage of the situation by getting stronger while the Indians are getting weaker. That and a whole lot more. The Indians have traded Francisco Lindor. Can they trade Jose Ramirez next? I'd be fine with that. We're taking a closer look at what this all means for the White Sox and for the division. That is coming your way.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
That ball hit deep, way back! Deep to left field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fence has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark! You can't put it on the board! Yes!
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
Okay, Vinny Duber and Ryan McGuffey, the Cleveland Indians are essentially waving the white flag in 2021, trading Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco to the Mets. It is a two-team race in the American League Central. There's a lot of things I want to talk about with you guys, but what do you think about just the Indians punting like this and trading Lindor, the face of the franchise, four-time All-Star? And Vinny, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts to see what they've done kind of, you know, when you compile it over the past however many months. I mean, since the trade deadline in 2019, they've traded Trevor Bauer, Corey Kluber, Mike Clevinger, Francisco Lindor, and Carlos Carrasco. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous amount of people to trade away.
Can I add a couple actually onto that?
Welcome to.
I want to add, did you mention Brad Hand?
Well, yeah, he left for free agency, and you know, and then you had Carlos Santana do the exact same thing. He's a Royal.
Michael, now, if we go 2018, there's Michael Brantley, there's Andrew Miller, there's Jason Kipnis for whatever, you know, he's not the same. They also had Josh Donaldson. I mean, these guys were like ready to be contenders for years and years and years, and I think a big part of it is they just can't. They don't have the revenues like they used to. This is a team that they only had 2 million. Fans in attendance once since 2008. They used to have over 3 million from 1996 to 2001 every year. And that's just their reality. You'd like to think that they would have been able to keep Lindor, but they couldn't. And I'm happy for the White Sox. I'm saddened for baseball that they couldn't keep him on this team.
Well, I mean, you know, White Sox fans probably won't want to hear it, but I mean, that Indians team was a fun team to watch, right? I mean, you talk about the inability for them to raise money or to make money and keep these guys. They did kind of a little bit of a, you know, Tampa Bay Rays light kind of situation over the last few years in being able to still be contenders, regardless of whether they were able to pay those guys or not. And we saw as they've traded these pitchers over the last few years, they still had the best rotation in baseball. I mean, they've got the reigning Cy Young winner. They've got a guy who finished in the top three in the AL MVP vote after all those guys that I mentioned and you mentioned have been gone. So a very yeah, you might be saying it's a sad day in Cleveland, but give them some credit for being able to do what they did while going through all this. Now, obviously, it's a good thing for the White Sox and a good thing for the Twins, too.
Guff, what do you think?
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, this is what this is what the Indians do. Like, I'm not, we knew that Francisco Lindor was not going to end the 2021 season with the White Sox or with the Cleveland Indians. We knew that. But the Indians are no stranger to doing these type of moves when they've maxed out the use, knowing they're not going to pay a superstar player. And what happens to the Cleveland Indians? Like, they rarely go into a rut where they fall 3-4 pegs down the AL Central and stay there. They just kind of regroup and find the next star and then max him out until he's up and they trade him. What the only way this is an opportunity for the White Sox is if they actually pounce on it and make the moves that are acquired that are necessary to make the team a true contender for 2021 and beyond, not just like can win the division. There are two teams, as you guys mentioned, it's the Twins and White Sox. And right now the Twins are like, it's their division until the White Sox take it from them. It's the Minnesota Twins division. The Sox have some work to do. They got better today because the Indians got worse, but don't just like take the Indians completely out of the mix here. They are a great organization. They have a great foundation. They have a great manager. And this is not a surprise. And to me, it's an incomplete because we need to see what the White Sox are going to do now to take advantage of it.
Yeah, Guff, you said the word that I wanted to say, which is pounce. The White Sox, not that they now need to pounce because of what the Indians did, but it's even more of a reason to take advantage of this because, listen, we've been facing the Indians for years. There aren't that many years when they are, you could say, weakened like this. They're a weaker team right now, so pounce. So I like to think that the White Sox are getting ready to pounce and do something. I know there's some impatient White Sox fans out there. They're saying they're not spending, they're being cheap. Well, let's not jump to that conclusion yet. Let's see what they end up doing. If it's Hendricks, if it's Michael Brantley, whoever it might be. I think with the Indians where they're at right now, White Sox and Twins, and I want to actually talk about the Twins at some point in this podcast because I'm not, you know, I think last year revealed a lot up to me about the Twins. I don't think they're the team that I'm used to be really concerned about. I think the White Sox are the better team even right now than the Twins. What do you guys think?
I think before Lindor got traded today, the White Sox were the best team in the AL Central. And that's on paper, obviously, because like Guff said, you've got to, you know, beat the top team in order to take that crown from them. But the White Sox are the ones who've made the moves this offseason, right? I mean, how many teams in the American League at all have made moves this offseason? The White Sox have gone out and gotten Lance Lynn. They've moved him from the AL West to a non-factor team in the AL West and the Texas Rangers to a team that's going to contend for that division crown. The White Sox finished one game back of the Twins, Chuck, to your point, last year. I mean, this was not the Twins team from 2 years ago that hit every home run that baseball's ever seen and ran away with things. This is a team that was right neck and neck with the White Sox all year long. The White Sox win one more game down the stretch in that ugly last week and a half there, and it's a different story. But yeah, the White Sox are the best team in the AL Central as we talk here today, but Guff said it, and I think a lot of fans feel similarly that, okay, so what? They need to be the best team in the American League, and that's where the focus is going to go from here, I think, immediately. Certainly, they have the potential to do that, regardless of whether they make any more moves this offseason just because of how good that lineup is. But we'll see how things go. The White Sox, though, today, certainly, like you said, Chuck, got better because Lindor is now in the National League.
Vinny, great point. And I think it's important because count me in the group that I guess you have to win your division to get to the playoffs in theory. I mean, you don't necessarily need to. You could do it the hard way and go the wild card route and be with amongst, you know, a group of a whole pack of other teams. But like that, the goal's bigger. Like the AL Central, that matters, but it's not like stop hanging those banners. Even though the White Sox have been a team that don't have a lot of banners to hang. Like this is bigger. That's great. Like the Indians making a trade today helps you try to get to your goal of being the best team in the American League. But you need to take the next step now. Chuck, you mentioned pounce, like we've talked about pounce. Like the White Sox have to take the next step now in saying, okay, the Indians are waving their proverbial white flag. So this is just another hint that this is ours for the taking. Yes. Do I think the White Sox are the best team in the division? Absolutely. I do. I don't think they're guaranteed anything. Another great organization. The White Sox were the best team in the AL Central in 2020. They just collapsed. That's just a fact. They collapsed the last 2 weeks of the season. They should have been the AL Central champions. They should have probably been the 2 seed in the playoffs. And it didn't work out that way. So I think they were the best team in the division in a shortened season. I think they're the best team in the division in a full season schedule. I still think there's major questions about the back end of that rotation. And as we talked about earlier, you know, there's questions about who's at the back end of the bullpen. They have a couple holes, but every team in baseball has holes. Every team in baseball has financial issues. And I'm looking at this as a bigger picture thing. Like, this is not an AL Central thing to me as much as it's an American League thing.
I think also we're focused a lot, obviously, on the AL Central, but I think it should, in theory, improve their record, improve their chances of whether it's making the playoffs, win the division, having a higher seed in the playoffs, because the division, a tough team that played the White Sox really tough, are not going to have Lindor. They're not going to have Carrasco. Who knows what other deals are going to make. So I think that's part of it. And talking about the Twins, so they better sign Nelson Cruz.
I think they will.
I mean, right. Okay. I'm just saying, like, the fact that it's January and he's not signed yet, and I get part of that has to do with, or maybe all of it has to do with the fact that they don't know about the DH in the National League. And maybe that's his agent saying, hey, let's not sign anything yet. That's probably it. If that's not the reason, well, they might have bigger problems because they need him in this lineup badly.
Chuck, to your first point there about playing the Indians, you know, if they play a full 162-game schedule this season, and obviously we don't know if that's going to be the case as we sit here today, but let's say they do, that's 19 games against Cleveland. The White Sox went 2-8 last year against the Indians.
That was my point.
Came a game away from winning the division, and they lost 8 of the 10 games they played against the Indians. Now, the Indians pitching staff is still very good, even though Carrasco got traded today. Still going to have to face Bieber, still going to have to face Plesac, and obviously they got young guys, you know, out the wazoo over there. But, you know, they still got Jose Ramirez, too. Don't forget about that. He won 3 games for them down the last week of the season there against the White Sox.
I'm walking him every single time. He's Barry Bonds.
Now he's the only guy that actually concerns you in that lineup officially.
Yeah, unless you're a big Franmil Reyes fan. Yeah.
Okay, and back to the Twins.
But you know what, Chuck?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Guff.
Hang on for a second. You guys are talking about just, like, automatic wins here. The Tigers are not going to be worse. Like, they were – what were they, 18-3 against the Tigers? 18-2 against the Tigers and Royals, right?
Something like that.
They can't – they won't be better than that in 2021. The Royals have actually made a few moves where that have raised some eyebrows, like, in a good way. If you're a Kansas City Royals fan, I know they're not competing to win. And look, the Detroit Tigers are better, guys. Like, they got AJ Hinch as their manager. They have Casey Mize and a couple guys in that rotation that are, they're going to be in year two. Like, the Tigers are, I'm not the guy that's just going to go, oh yeah. I mean, like, look, we have, you know, now the White Sox are just the Twins and White Sox are going to beat up on everybody else, and both are going to have 95 wins. I don't think the AL Central is as much of a pushover as people may think, even with the Indians trading Francisco.
I think you make good points there, but I think the idea is that you don't lose 80% of the games you play against the Indians now.
Even if that
percentage of the games you win against Detroit and Kansas City goes down, the percentage of the games you win against Cleveland should go up.
I like the Royals not only more than the – I shouldn't say not only. I like them more than the Tigers. I would not be surprised if the Royals, ready for this, have a better record than the Indians at the end of the season.
It's a bold move, Chuck.
You got
– I think Guff was right, because the Royals have done some things that have, you know, been good job for the Royals. But, you know,
look at their nucleus. They got Whit Merrifield. They got Whit Merrifield. They got – Jorge Soler, they've got Brady Singer. Salvador Perez had a great year behind home plate and obviously as a hitter, it might be his best. It was only 60 games, but one of his best hitting seasons of his career. He got Brady Singer. They added Minor. They got Carlos Santana. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not saying they're a great
name. Like, what? Yeah, you named 1.5 pitchers. I think the Indians' pitching staff
I think Brad Keller is a good pitcher. I
agree with you.
You see where I'm going here? My point is, I'm not saying they're gonna be better than the Indians, but I would not be surprised.
Their lineup is significantly better than the Indians.
Yeah, yeah. So that is my point. But back to the Twins, because we may have to do a Twins White Sox podcast at some point, because what's that, Vinny? What's going on?
Chuck, I got to be honest with you. I've been saying the Twins don't scare me since this time last year. I got to be honest with you. I don't usually like to do the callback, but.
Who won the division?
They've won the division. Yes, they did. Agreed. But I've not. In terms of the White Sox moving forward, I will stick by the same thing that I think you're bringing up now, which is you scared of the Twins. Why are you scared of the Twins?
Okay, so a year ago, and I'll take the if it's blame. It's not really blame, but I'll own up to this. How much did I want Josh Donaldson on the White Sox? Okay, it's like spend the money, bring him here. I know Guff wanted him too. Josh Donaldson, who is signed for $21 million a year for the next 3 years, and there's an $8 million buyout for the fourth year. So the Twins have a lot of money invested in Josh Donaldson. He played in only 28 games last year, batted .222 with 6 home runs, and he's 35 years old. How's that contract going to look in a couple of years if he continues on this path?
Well, if he continues on that path, you can do that. Let me see Josh Donaldson in a
regular
and healthy. That's the
healthy. Like that was the thing. Like he couldn't even do a 60 game in a 60 game season. He couldn't play half the games.
The only thing I remember about Josh Donaldson last year is when he did that home plate thing and got tossed at Guaranteed Rate Field.
That took a while to figure out what the hell was going on there.
All right. And then Miguel Sano, I just looked at, it's funny because I was so focused on the White Sox and other things that I didn't really look at. I knew the Twins offense was not what it normally was. So Miguel Sano, you know how many times he struck out in 205 plate appearances last season? 90 times.
It's a lot.
Struck out 90 times in a 60 game season. The White Sox ranked 5th in runs. Guess what the Twins ranked in runs last year in the majors? Should I just tell you?
Not 5th. Yeah. Lower than 5th.
18th, tied with the A's. With the A's.
Now,
Vinny, you were on it. You saw this coming, Vinny.
Yeah, I saw it coming. And of course, I was talking all about how their offense was amazing and their pitching wasn't any good. But whatever, I'll take the credit. But then it turns out, right, that Kenta Maeda was fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball last year. So, I mean, but that's the thing. They don't seem to ever be balanced. They don't seem to be up on both at the same time. And I still don't buy – even though Maeda is great, Barrios is great, I still think the pitching needs some work over there. You know, those guys could turn the bats on again in a normal season, probably without much problem. But, yeah, Nelson Cruz is huge, man. He's the anchor of that lineup. He drives the bus for them. If he ends – you know, if the DH comes to the National League next year or this year and he ends up, you know, signing with some team over there, that's going to be bad news for the Twins, that's for sure. And great news for the White Sox.
You guys keep talking about teams that don't scare you, and that all you keep doing is listing teams that make the playoffs. Oakland, Twins, Indians. Like, I agree with you in terms of when I see their pitching staff and their lineup that I'm like, this should be a win. But there is something to be said about organizational success, and those teams, like you talked about the Twins being tied with the A's. Okay. Like that worked out. I mean, they don't usually win championships at the end of the day. They don't win the World Series, but those teams are in position to be in contention for the World Series year in and year out. That's why like trading Francisco Lindor definitely makes the Indians today a weaker team. And in 2021, but you better make that move, Chuck. Like, you better pounce, as we talked about, because the Indians aren't going anywhere. Like, it's not like their window's closing. Their window never closes. It might, like, get a little cooler, and they shut it a little bit, but they never shut it completely, and it just fires back open again in 2 years with these guys they make moves for. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, sometimes I don't know if I want to be like on paper the beast and the lion, because the beast and the lion on paper have not equated, given us success like these other organizations that you keep talking about. And I agree with you, Benny. I don't necessarily like Kente Maeda, phenomenal year. Like, I'm not sure I'm scared of him going forward with this White Sox lineup, but it's just more about evaluating what the White Sox have than evaluating what the other teams have. Because again, this is about the White Sox chances to win the World Series in 2021 to me, not the American League Central.
Duff, everything you said there was correct, but just fun fact. I'm not arguing. Fun fact.
You can argue though.
The Twins, the Indians, the White Sox, they all made the playoffs last year. Only one team won a game in the playoffs last year, and that was the Chicago White Sox.
Fair point. I think those teams that you mentioned all made the playoffs in 2019 too, if I'm not mistaken, except for the White Sox.
Listen, correct. I will give credit to the Twins because
Indians didn't make the playoffs 2 years ago.
Okay. The defense rests.
I just want to make sure the listeners are informed correctly is all. Accuracy matters.
When I looked at what the Twins did statistically in 2020, I'm actually surprised and kudos to them, Guff, that they won the division with a mediocre offense. The Twins had a mediocre offense and they finished 12 games or 13 games over 500 and they won the division. So they know how to win. They've got something in that clubhouse with that coaching staff, with the front office that has, they have the blueprints. They can make it work. And it's now up to the White Sox to do the same. And I think the White Sox looked at their coaching staff and said, I don't think we have what it takes. And now I think they do. So, but they're not done. I mean, this is an off season that is very slow in developing. And the White Sox are one of the few teams that actually made more than one move or even made a move of significance. So let's see what happens in the next few weeks or whatever the timetable is going to be. And we will see if the White Sox indeed pounce. Sure hope they do. I think they will.
Yeah. I'm not worried about like the impatience part of this. I'm not that worried about, because it's just more about the market than it is about the team. And you've seen like now all like the spotlight, guess who the spotlight's on now, because who made the latest move? The Mets. So now everyone's freaking out again because the Mets made a big move. It's like, oh my God, where's our move? And no one's talking about the Padres anymore. It's just, that's how impatient everybody is because how the lack of moves, like it's one every 10 days at this point. And everyone's just like biting their tongue. We don't even know, like you talked about the DH, we don't even know what spring training is. Like, it's likely that spring training won't start on time. It's likely the season won't start on time. Baseball has a real problem. It's themselves. Like, this should be a celebratory time for fans across the league to get behind their teams. But the winter meetings, free agency, like the way baseball does it, they have not figured it out. It is a complete media blitz and storm for the other leagues. They really take advantage of that period. And baseball just continues to not get out of their own way for bad decision-making and bad leadership.
The problem is you have GMs who are too smart. I like the good old days when GMs were drinking and making moves. Seriously. I mean, I'm really serious, because that's when things were exciting, because you'd go to the winter meetings and they go to a bar, and sure enough, you know, the next morning the GM's hung over and he's telling his owner, hey, I just traded someone. It's written here on this napkin. My apologies, but yeah, this is what I just did.
Well, before 2009, that was possible. Then Twitter happened. So,
you know, Twitter happened.
I think that's why GMs are afraid now.
Yeah, we need some more wheeling and dealing and going on. There's too much. But, you know, listen, Francisco Lindor was traded. So that is some big wheeling and dealing. It's a blockbuster trade, and it makes things very interesting for the White Sox in 2021 and beyond. And I thought Lindor would get traded at the deadline. Didn't happen. The Mets are definitely a team to be reckoned with, not only on the baseball field, but certainly this offseason, because who knows what's going to be next. I'm assuming George Springer is going to be going there, right?
I mean, the rumor is that they are the front runners. We'll see, though. I think the Blue Jays really would like George Springer to suit up for them, but who knows if they're going to be able to match all those dollars that are going to be flowing out of New York. You know, Guff, just one point on how the offseason is progressing. What are the four biggest moves of this offseason have all been trades. Yep. The biggest free agent contract was James McCann to the Mets for 4 years. I believe he's the only one who's signed. He's the only position player, I think, that signed for more than one season so far. That could be wrong, but I don't know. It's far and away the biggest free agent deal. All the guys at the top of the free agent market are still out there.
I mean, Springer, Real Muto, and Bauer are still out there.
Oh. And Hendricks.
With no foreseeable end in sight. I mean, who knows how long this is going to take? So it's like, it's just baffling. I mean, you got it. And I saw some players are starting to tweet about it. You know, I saw some players yesterday just say, you know, we need to know how to train our bodies. Can you tell us when spring training? Like, they're tweeting now saying, where are we? Because normally at the turn of the year, guys start to ramp up and get ready for those final 5-6 weeks. And now they're like, well, do we need to scale back, because are we going to go to spring training 4 to 6 weeks later? And another point that we haven't mentioned really, that's really good for the White Sox about the Lindor trade, is that he's in the National League. Like, that's like the best part of the biggest moves that have happened, Vinny. You mentioned, like, you know, they've all been trades. Is that look at who's making the headlines? Let them all go to the National League and fight for the one spot. Like, that's the best part of this. Get mad that the White Sox aren't involved. Like, whatever. The Indians were never trading Francisco Lindor.
Blake
the White
Snell
Sox don't
went
necessarily
to the National League.
Blake Snell. That's what I'm talking. Like, the teams making the moves right now, if they're not the White Sox, at least they're in the National League. Like, that's a good thing.
And Yu Darvish is not on the Cubs, and they'd be facing the White Sox. So there's no Yu Darvish as well. So it's all good. It's all good. World Series 2021. Here we come, Chicago White Sox. Done.
I'm not co-signing that on January 7th as we tape this. Not
Chuck's
yet.
Feeling good, though. Chuck's feeling good.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Just having fun. So, let's see what happens. Lindor out of the American League Central. What a great player.
The last thing I want to see in the ninth inning anymore is Francisco Lindor leading off.
Now, if we can only get the Indians to trade Jose Ramirez, and that'll make my day.
That'll happen. it'll happen when he has 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, you might be right. All right, that's a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to their special White Sox webpage. It is www.wintrust.com/Sox. Hawk Harrelson, it's all yours.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit, the podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The Pod Kit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro, while being backed by a 1-year warranty with a US-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo Pod Kit and let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.